in the pursuit of the Tao. We live in a different realm of life. In the pursuit of living in the world, we have to learn of the cunningness that takes to survive, to live for the sense of profit. We don't live for in the world the virtue of living in a nobleness that reveals a great virtue. Most of us have lost our character, striving to keep what people will say is body and soul together. Our pursuit in this world is to learn every day how to survive it. But this is not the way of the Tao. You see, in the pursuit of the Tao, it is the opposite. It is more what I am willing to lose than what I am seeking to gain. People will ask me, why is my practice so inept? And it is inept because you are in the pursuit of gaining something in the world. You want a reward. You want something that will tell you you're on the right track of living. So you do everything you do to gain some sort of reward. Would you do anything without a kickback, some acknowledgement? Would you do anything that is noble, that is kind and compassionate, that is selfless, without wanting some acknowledgement for what you are doing? Everyone is looking for the profit, the gain in everything that they do. This dispels a poison in our life. And no matter how good you are at the formula of living your life to gain whatever it is you think you want and need, you will find that this poison ruins everything. You will have much with so little of yourself left. So little of your ability to truly appreciate the value, the beauty of this life experience. What if you gain the whole world, but lose yourself? Well, most people would gladly lose themselves and think they could create a better self by living in the gratification, the fulfillment of an earthly life that gives them the right, the ability to just do nothing with themselves. Isn't that the whole point of living in this world? An earthly life where you have nothing to do but squander your days, do what you, quote, want to do when you feel like doing it. Ouch. Lhotse says, less and less is done until non-action is achieved. And when nothing is done, nothing is left undone. The world is ruled by letting things take their course. Listen to this. The world is ruled by letting things take their course. It cannot be ruled by interfering. In other words, we have set the path for ourselves by living and doing and doing and doing. Doing those things that keep us from the heart of the way. Everything we do is in pursuit of learning how to do whatever we do for the sake of not having to do anything. That's the way we live. Why should I? I don't feel like doing anything. I have made it. There was a man who came to the great Zen master Lhotse, came to his garden. He said, I would like to join your ashram. But Futsé sent him away, saying that he must seek answers to his questions elsewhere. He was not fit for the ashram and for the teachings of Futsé. This surprised the man, and it surprised the ashram when they heard of this. Someone asked Futsé, why did you reject him? Why did you do this? Now listen to what Futsé said. The man has domestic problems. Therefore, he hoped to find emotional fulfillment here in the ashram. His business is not prospering. Therefore, he wishes to try a less materialistic approach to existence. So he was not coming to awaken. He was coming because he still wanted the profit. He still wanted an easier life. He could not accept his karma. He could not see the nobleness of what it means to let the world be ruled by not interfering. Futsé went on. He said, many among us have domestic lives deserving of complaint. And none of us really understands the connections, the ties. Tai Lang, who was a student of Futsé, said, I have worked very hard at my business, and I have not been so successful as to become wealthy. What lack I now? Do not all of us seek the way of heaven because we find the way of the world unsatisfactory? Yes. You see, this motive of seeking the way within yourself because your domestic life is unsatisfactory is truly an ugly motive. The world is ruled by letting things take their course, says Lao Tzu. It cannot be ruled by interfering. I am interfering when the only thing I do is to do whatever I do for the sake of my survival, for the sake of my doing. When I was in the ashram in India so many lifetimes ago, there were people who were there who were doing exactly what Tai Lang was saying. They wanted to know the way of heaven because they found the way of the world so unsatisfactory. There's got to be something better than this. I have students. The only reason they're with me is to try to get a better life within the confines, let's say, of the practice. Are you trying to have a better life? Listening to me here with these discourses? Do you find the way of the world unsatisfactory? And to what part of you do you find this dissatisfaction? If you're looking for something better, if you're looking for nirvana, as Bhagwan used to say, nirvana is the last nightmare. Because you are not seeking the way. You are seeking comfort. You are seeking satisfaction. you are not seeking the way earnestly. And the human part of me can never do that. It can never seek the way in totality. It can never understand the way in totality, because it is always seeking comfort, security, listen to what Fuzhe said. Yet you are here in this ashram because you have accepted your lot in the way of the world before seeking the way of heaven that lives within you. Do you know what your lot in life is? It is my karma. I have to accept where I find myself. The world that I'm in, where there is war and famine and poverty and sickness. It's all there. Have you accepted your lot in the way of the world before seeking the means and the way of heaven that lives within you? The means that would bring you to consciousness, that's what Fuzhe is talking about. The earnestness to let the world be what the world is. The world is ruled by letting things take their course. They're going to take their course, whether you and I like it or not. But listen to what he says here. This may help you a great deal. There may, indeed, be different reasons for keeping chickens. But unless one's pantry is full, he may always be suspected of being only interested primarily in their eggs. In other words, it is easy when you have means stored up and then enter into the practice thinking that, well, you have gained a lot in the world and now it's time to be quote-unquote spiritual. But everyone who comes into the practice is interested primarily in results. I've had hundreds of students do this. They really were never students. They came for their own materialistic reasons. They did not have the heart to realize the soul. So it was all about what they could get to relieve them of their life in this world and how the way of the world had its way with them. Their motive, their alternative to living in the way was merely driven by the hope of a easier, better life. This is the pedestrian mentality. And all of us have it to some degree. This is why Lhotse says the world is ruled by letting things take their course. In other words, let things be the way they are. However it's going to turn out, it's going to turn out. This is the way of the world. If there is going to be war, there's going to be war. If there's going to be disease, there's going to be disease. And all of this is due to one thing. We are not interested in the way. We are not interested in anything other than the eggs. The only reason we do anything is for a profit, is for a gain, to relieve ourselves. Life is not a burden. Gregory is the burden. Life simply is what it is. The world simply is what it is. You cannot interfere with the masses. They're going to do what they do. This race consciousness, this collective unconscious, is huge. And if the only reason you work upon yourself or think that you're working upon yourself when you're really not is to avoid the world, you have missed. Transcendence means recognition. Recognition that you are that, not what you think is this. That you are a transcending being. You can't accept that in your mind. You can only fantasize about it. It does not exist as a reality in the human mind. The only way you can have any association with it is to disassociate with what you and I have acquired as a human being. This is what we must drop every day. A little here, a little there. Until less and less is done. Until non-action is achieved. In realizing when nothing is done by Gregory, nothing is left undone in my life. This is way beyond the common means of a human being. And even as I speak to you now about this, how much of it can really sink in? What do you mean? There's no kickback here. There's no reward for all of this stuff I'm doing with Greg. The retreats, the workshops, the Discord. What do you mean? I'm not going to get some kickback for that? This is the way the human mind works. This is the way of the world. Do not all of us, as Tai Lang said, seek the way of heaven because we find the way of the world so unsatisfactory? Do you understand? To choose to be in a spiritual practice, to choose to work on transcendence because you are not satisfied with the world, only means that your humanness cannot cope with the way the world is. So it makes it very difficult for you to go beyond the beyond. Most people just only do things for the carrot. What will I get out of it? What's in it for me? How will my life change? Will things get better? That's the way we live our life. So in our meditation together, I want you to consider this by Lhotse. The wise set their hearts upon the essence rather than what surrounds. They choose the fruit, not the flower, and they prefer what is within to what is without. This is the means of the way. And if you understand it, that you choose the means of love, of consciousness. You seek the fruit, not the flower. But you don't enter into this practice with the idea and the ideals that you're going to gain something over something else. So together, let's you and I drop drop the human interfering, the human hopes. Give up being primarily interested in what you'll get for the effort you make in the practice. The world is filled with futility. And when you want more or desire more, you enter into that futility. See the bigger picture. Realize the bigger picture. Where you fit into each other.